Charlie, can you turn that DAC off for another 19
minutes? Hey, Tony,
minutes?
I'm going to be spinning it.
I'll give you a mark.
Okay. Okay. It's off. I tell you, this ridge up here would be a good place to park the rover, Houston, if you want to... We're reading, I think it's working, it's reading 162 and 100 and 1/10 now, that's how far away we are.
Good.
This ridge would be a good place to park the rover. The rover up north of it, I don't know if you can stand it thermally.
I don't think they can pan the camera like that when we lift off.
Okay, Tony, we're topping out of the little ridge. We can now see Dome and Smokey on top of the ridge. There are boulders and much like we've seen yesterday, half a meter or so, cobbles about 5% of the surface. Looks like a lot of secondaries, though. We have the boulder population is really concentrated around the secondaries. Then we'll get some pictures of that. The regolith up here is identical. You can see these little lineations, which are, I think, a function of sun angle.
I think the boulder population is starting to thin, Charlie.
I do, too. They're getting smaller. The cobbles are getting smaller, like we just be just out of this ray. We don't see any of the, maybe one or two of the half a meter size boulders now, Tony.
Okay, we copy that. There are a couple of those mounds mapped about 200 meters off to your left. I was wondering if you could see those.
Nope, I got 179 at 180 now at 0.3, and topping out really on top of a ridge here. And,
better go over this way more, surely.
Yeah, there's North Ray right up there. Look at the big rocks, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, Tony, you got a good view of North Ray here, and as we look, look at it, there's a north-south, a northeast-southwest line of boulders that come out from the southwest rim and go up the northeast rim out of Smoky Mountain.
Hey, there's Palmetto, too.
Yeah, we see Palmetto coming down the ridge now. We look like we're going into a big sag type area. It's at 12 o'clock of 3,400 meters, and we're now at 188 at 0.4.
They may be in the Palmetto right now, Charlie.
Huh?
May be Palmetto.
No, that's over there on the rim, isn't it?
Huh?
That big thing right there?
No, Palmetto's at...
You should be about halfway to Palmetto. You're looking right below Turtle Mountain, we bet.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Okay, up at the station 11 and 12.
Here is out between this and the topo. It's going to the devil.
I'll tell you. Sure is. Okay, we're going down slope, Matt. Tony, about a 5-degree slope, and we're going to go down perhaps 50 or 60 meters before we start climbing back out again towards Palmetto. And up around North Ray, we see two tremendous blocks at about station 11 and 12 that appear to be black in color. Black with white spots. And there's we're just about out of the ray material now. We only see a few cobbles left.
Okay, might be a good idea to try to get there for our station 11.
That's what I thought we were going to pick, those two big rocks.
Good
job. Right up on that ridge. That might be, because that's Palmetto right there, I guess, off to the left there, isn't it, John? Because we've only been 6/10, though. Tony, we're at 195 at 6/10. And there's a big depression after our 2 o'clock position on a heading of 030. With some white boulders on the inner rim. It's a very subdued feature, but it does have, at least around the rim, the south Wow. Great.
All right, Charlie.
The east side is a very shallow slope into this pit.
How far are we supposed to go this way before we turn back?
Just keep going, straight out.
So you should be heading about 356.
Yeah, now at 8:10 you can turn to about 356.
Okay.
Okay, Tony, this big depression off to the left that I was describing is on the east side. It's a very shallow slope into it, about 4 or 5 degrees. But on the far end, the west side and the southwest side, it has very steep walls.
Right.
20 degrees the slope.
Understand. You're
take
looking right at the base
of
Turtle Mountain.
Piece of cake, huh? Okay.
Listen, Houston, I hate to say this, but these mountains don't look the same.
Which mountain?
I look straight at... Where's Turtle Mountain? Right here?
It's off to the left, way off to the left. We just passed it. We could do a 360 and get a pan of it.
How about that rock there, Charlie?
And it's got some lineations in it, huh?
Yeah, look at the size of it.
Oh, this big one coming up, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, Tony, it seems to me this is a more subdued surface over here than going towards South Ray. Not as many craters. It's almost, except for 3 or 4 meter sized craters, it's all subdued and just hummocky and rolling.
Yeah, that's true. It's much better driving. We're doing 10 clicks.
Outstanding. Could we have an amp reading?
It is about a 4 meter boulder after our with a good fillet.
Well, that's nice. That's been there for a while.
We're just passing at 195 at 0.9. It's rounded.
Okay. How are we doing now on the rounded versus
angular
boulder?
We can see into Okay, most of them over here are I'd say probably a good half and half. Rounded to angular.
Okay.
There's some small indurated secondary craters. And as we approach Palmetto, the boulder population is beginning to pick back up.
This Palmetto right here, Charlie?
Yes, it is. We've got, I think it is, John. Yeah, right up there to the left.
It's we've been 1. I think it's 1.1, and we're not quite there yet. We got to go on this heading for one.
Okay, Tony. As you look to the northeast, you get quite a spectacular terrain view of rolling hills. Occasionally pockmarked with large boulders. Craters are very subdued and the hills almost appear smooth off to the northeast. Occasional craters.
That
might be a function of the sun angle though.
According to our track, you're a little bit east of, west of course, and probably a 005 heading would take you right along the river.
Yeah,
Palmetto.
That's perfect.
I think we're coming up on the rim now, John.
Right, Charlie.
There it is.
There it is. Beautiful.
Okay, Tony, we topped out on the rim of Palmetto and hit it right on the nose at 1.2 at 189. And it's a tremendous crater. The walls to the northwest, south. Wow.
Sorry, Charlie.
Beautiful.
I got to keep my eye on the driving.
That's great. And to the southeast here are steeper than the walls to the northeast. Apparently, it looks like it's almost breached to the northeast.
Okay.